This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Have you ever had an encounter with the living God? Do you have such encounters on a regular basis? Do you desire such an experience? If not, why not? As I was thinking about this recently, I came across Psalm 84, in which the psalmist describes an experience I would consider an encounter or series of regular encounters with the living God. Reading the psalm over a few times and reflecting on its contents, I noticed that it focused on the heart. Verse 2 says, "My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." Verse 5 describes how blessed are those who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. Though the closing verses of the psalm don't mention the heart per se, they describe what I would call heart bliss. Thus, I came up with a simple outline describing what is involved in having an encounter with the living God. There are three progressive steps: a heart cry, a heart set, and heart bliss. Once a portion of the Bible is broken down into simple points like that, look for how these points are amplified. What does the writer say about a heart crying out for the living God? What does he say about a heart set? And how does he describe genuine heart bliss? What's it like to experience God in a meaningful, life-transforming way? Once you've worked this out, you again need to ask yourself the question I started with: have I ever had an encounter with the living God? Do I have such experiences on a regular basis? Would I want to have that kind of experience? If so, join us as we amplify these points in subsequent visits.